Hello, this is Paige Estritori from Financial Services Online with your daily dose of financial industry news. We start today with a significant move in Australia's banking sector. Yesterday, in a major step towards consumer protection, our regulators swung into action. Millions of low-income Australians, including First Nations and welfare-dependent citizens, have been subjected to undue fee strains by major banks like ANZ, Commonwealth Bank, and Westpac. In light of this alarming discovery by the ASIC investigation, the banks have now been mandated to refund a staggering $28 million in unjust fees. Furthermore, the industry has been urged to champion the cause of consumer welfare. According to ASIC Commissioner Alan Kirkland, 200,000 clients are set to save $10.7 million annually simply by transitioning to low-fee accounts. Despite the progress made, it's clear that the complex opt-in processes have to be simplified, and the banks must prioritize facilitating easier access to low-fee accounts. In our next news saga, a stolen bag draws our attention to the convoluted world of travel insurance. A traveler was initially denied a coverage claim of $1,600 for stolen luxury items while on an overseas trip. However, HDI Global Specialty's interpretation of unattended items was deemed overly restrictive, resulting in the Australian Financial Complaints Authority siding with the claimant. The case vividly illustrates the importance of both vigilance from travelers and transparency in insurance contracts. Shaking up the corporate culture are global giants Dell and Flight Center. They are redefining work arrangements, advocating for in-person collaboration over remote flexibility. It's suggested that physical office spaces contribute positively to teamwork, innovation, and employee well-being. While it may resemble a return to pre-pandemic norms, businesses argue for productivity, career development, and connectivity benefits. Lastly, with the crucial shopping season around the corner, retail insiders are expressing concerns about the RBA's cash rate. Currently sitting at a lofty 4.35%, associations are urging for a cut before the November meeting. There are fears that a recent sales spike may prevent the desired rate cut, which could lead to deeper vulnerabilities like reduced consumer confidence. Retailers insist immediate action is essential for a buoyant holiday season and overall economic stability. That's it for your daily wrap. I'm Paige Estritori for Financial Services Online, reminding you that knowledge is the key to smart financial decisions. Please visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more insights into insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Until next time, stay financially savvy, Australia. Goodbye and take care.